Good morning, good morning, Minister Willa. Good morning to you and Chief Alani.
Good morning, good morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for this day that you have made. Oh, God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that you have given us many opportunities in the past to taste and see that you are good, and that you are going to give us opportunities today to taste and see that you are good. You are a good God and a great God just by starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. And we thank you so much, Lord, for the originators of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, Father, we ask that you continue to touch them, oh God, with a special touch of your anointing, your blessings, your favor, your direction, and your wisdom, Lord. Father, we thank you for Mother Josie, oh God, for just, oh Lord, just allowing Dr. Vanessa to spend this time with us. Father, we thank you for the originators of this, of the Artisan Life, the D.H. De Leon family. Lord, we just ask that you continue to download witty ideas to them and let them lean on you, Father. And I know that they have tasted many times to see how good you are. Father, we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring a word, oh God, that's going to be tasteful, that's going to be delightful, and that is going to be nourishing to us. Oh, Father, just I ask, oh God, that you do a mighty work through our speaker this morning and that you bless them indeed and their entire household. And, Father, whatever their hands touch, let them prosper therein. So, Father, we ask that you, all of you and none of the speaker this morning, now we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. We especially thank you for our dear Mother Oliver, who is on the phone this morning with us. Continue to bless her days in the name of Jesus. I know she's been a blessing to many. Now, Lord, we bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus, that this call will go forth with clarity and that we had emptied our minds of anything that is not of you so that we can receive the word and be doers of your word and not just hearers. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my TMC family, you know I just love me some y'all. So go out and taste and see that the Lord is good and share his goodness and his greatness with someone else. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting and seating everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer and that tag, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call. This is a call that was founded in October 2010 by two very, very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13 that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And on this website, all messages have been archived, as well as the speakers' bios for everyone that speaks on this call, the great women and men of God. Their messages have been recorded on this website. And we have a theme for this year. And that theme is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations is being fulfilled. And we know that those supernatural expectations and revelations and demonstrations is being fulfilled because today is the 40th day of our Daniel fast, and we know that you will see revelations through your fasting and your prayers. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry as a greeter, a host, share a word from the Lord, or you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is a phenomenal company called Artist Life. It is a company that was established over 28 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And again, it's that common thread that brings us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best product this side of heaven, as Minister Terrell would tell you, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact the person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share or answer any questions that you might have. Are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the call and being charged for your calls? Well, there is a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts, and you will be joined in into the calls, and there will be no charges, even for the playback calls. So please share this information with your team members and those that wish to join us on the call each and every morning. Now, immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, is the new morning motivational call. And it's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday. So please join us. Join our leadership as they can tell you more about this company and explain how being a part of Artist will change your life. Now, don't forget the Artist Life Extravaganza. The stage has been set and the carpet has been rolled out for you on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles, California at the Sheraton Gateway, LAX. There will be a Sunday morning worship service, and the MMC is looking for those who wish to serve. So please email your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And please go to your back office and get registered to become a part of this great, great, great event and come celebrate and take your business to new heights. Now I'd like to go on and get our speaker up for the morning. The speaker is no stranger to the call. A very faithful member to the Master's Call. He has been here since the beginning of the call, and we are so thankful and so grateful for him. So this morning our speaker is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was one of the first assistant ministers to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is the senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship services at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron. That's what led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, and he is a longtime board member of the Downriver YMCA. He is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministry Alliance and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in the spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And I'd like to bring this phenomenal man of God and introduce him to some and present him to others. Pastor Everett Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction. To God be the glory. Praise God for another day's journey. Good morning to my TMC family. We want to acknowledge and thank God for the visionaries of this call. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. B.K. Patton have been faithful down through the years and have been an inspiration to so many listeners. And just honor and privilege to serve on this morning. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. It is known as the love chapter, and we know that this is not only Black History Month, but also we recognize this month of love. Of course, tomorrow is the day that many people celebrate Valentine's Day, and hopefully I'm not stepping on anybody's territory that may be speaking tomorrow about love, but there's so much to share about the subject of love. And we're here a little bit today. So looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it starts, "Now I will show you the best way of all," reading from the New Century Version. "I may speak in a different language, in different languages of men or even angels, but if I do not have love, then I am only a noisy bell or a ringing cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy. I may understand all the secret things of God and all knowledge. And I may have faith so great that I can move mountains. But even with all these things, if I do not have love, then I am nothing. I may give everything I have to feed the poor. And I may even give my body as an offering to be burned. But I gain nothing by doing these things if I do not have love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, and it is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish and does not become angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love patiently accepts all things. It always trusts, always hopes, and always continues strong. Love never ends. There are many gifts. There are gifts of prophecy, but they will be ended. There are gifts of speaking in different languages, but those gifts will end. There's a gift of knowledge, but it will be ended. These things will end because this knowledge and these prophecies we have are not complete. But when perfection comes, the things that are not complete will end. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I made plans like a child. When I became a man, I stopped those childish ways. It is the same with us. Now we see as if we are looking into a dark mirror. But at that time, in the future, we shall see clearly. Now, I know only a part, but at that time, I would know fully as God has known me. So these three things continue forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Amen. We want to talk about the main ingredient in life, the main ingredient in life, and that's that four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. Now, this particular passage of Scripture, when it talks about love, it's the agape love in the Greek. It's the God kind of love. And, of course, in the Greek language, they have other types of expressions of love. Eros is the intimate type of love, or some people call it erotic love, the kind of love that's shared between husband and wife. Phileo love is more like the friendship type of love, but agape is the God kind of love that we need to exemplify. Even when it comes to loving our wife, we need to have this kind of love as well, or husband. Amen. So this type of love is essential. It's the main ingredient. Love is the key to life, and basically we look at this as it says, when you follow in the context after Paul's discussion of the many spiritual gifts in the church, it is a treatise on the beginning of love, or the meaning of love, and spiritual gifts ultimately have no value if the gifted person does not treat others with love. And this commentary goes on to say, what does love look like? Love suffers long, bearing annoyances and inconveniences, not losing its temper. It's kind, in other words, taking the initiative to be considerate of others and helpful. Does not envy, but rejoices when others succeed. Does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, but instead draws others to it. Does not behave rudely or impolitely, but acts in a manner worthy of Christ. Does not seek its own, but always seeks to benefit others. Is not provoked, but will allow differences of opinion in minor matters. Thinks no evil, but makes allowances for people's flaws. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Amen. So love is the main ingredient. We have so much going on in our life. As this particular chapter highlights the spiritual gifts, and no matter how much we know, how much we do, if love is not in it, amen, it doesn't amount to anything. People don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. You heard that many times, and it's true. Amen. We really need to show the kind of love that we are commanded by our Savior, Lord, to love one another. Amen. So we can have, even in the fruit of the Spirit, the first ingredient, the main ingredient, is love. And, of course, you have the joy, peace, and et cetera, et cetera. But the main ingredient, as you know, in any particular recipe or any particular, shall I say, item, like a canned item, anything you get from the store, they list ingredients, right? And the main ingredients in that particular item is the first ingredient. That's the main ingredient. So you know, here we're talking about love. Another person shared this way. He said, love blooms in the midst of life's ugliness. According to Paul, love is our capacity to embrace a loved one or a stranger outside the gate, despite their faults and inadequacies. It is the ability to be there for the individual, no matter what. Real love is not only professed, but acted upon and acted out. In other words, love is what love does. Love is putting all of our good intentions into action. Jesus commands us to love one another in the same way that he has loved us. As you look at John 13, verses 34, 35, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. As we love, we are to provide the care, nurturing, and support for our brothers and sisters that is essential to their well-being and their spiritual growth and development. Paul's famous love passage also says that love is something that grows stronger and ultimately becomes a physical and spiritual reality that sheds light on true meaning and true being. Love is immutable, genuine, and everlasting. Love is the real stuff that life is made of. Yes, love is the real thing. God is love. So we can never outlive love, for love never dies. After all of our living, we will see God's face, and we will see him face to face. Yes, this type of love, the agape love, the God kind of love, is the main ingredient in life. It doesn't matter how many degrees we have and how many positions that we encounter in life, and we can do great things, and it's all right. We ought to succeed. We ought to do our best and be our best. But if the main ingredient, love, is not there in our lives, we are empty. We are missing a whole lot in life. So Paul took so much time and energy to write a whole chapter about this kind of love. Amen. And it's so important that we demonstrate love. And as the songwriter said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, of course. We need to say what the world needs now is love, God's love, the God kind of love, the love that looks beyond a person's faults and see that these, the kind of love that reaches out to love even our enemies, the kind of love, amen, that don't hold grudges, the kind of love that goes beyond our comfort zone. That kind of love, amen, that will smile when you don't really feel like smiling and hug somebody that may not smell like you want them to smell or act like you want them to act. Amen. The love that reaches out to those that may be quote-unquote unlovely. Yes, yes, it's the main ingredient. People are hurting a lot of times because they have been mistreated throughout their time on planet Earth. But if somebody will speak out and say, I love you in spite of what you look like, what you're going through, I want you to know I'm here for you. I'm not going to allow you to pass by this way and not experience the God kind of love. It's a sad thing to go into a church and not experience the love of God. Amen. There's some churches that have cliques. They don't know you. They pass by you. They don't recognize you as sometimes a visitor. And these other churches, you just know they welcome you. Before you get to the sanctuary, you have been welcomed many times. So if we that are part of God's family, there's no excuse, amen, for us to act like we don't love, amen, that we don't, amen, care about others. Amen. I believe it's in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So if you know not God, if you don't know God, how can we expect a person to love us like we want to be loved? So it behooves us to introduce them to our best friend, Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world, come on somebody, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, you have to have love. You can't make it without, amen, having the love of God in your life. So I encourage you, amen, to do some research all throughout the Bible, how much God tells us about love. In fact, it's not a suggestion. It's not, amen, something that he just says a good idea. He said it's a commandment. I command you to love God with your everything, spirit, soul, and body, amen, your mind, everything, and your neighbor as yourself. And love is the main ingredient to life. God bless you. That's all I have for you this morning. Have a blessed rest of the day. Yes, even the rest of the week. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Everett, for that wonderful word this morning, teaching us about love. I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements to give our morning benediction. So let us pray. Lord, we come before you this morning lifting up our prayer requests. And we're thanking you, God, thanking you for your goodness. We're thanking you for your mercy. God, we so thank you for your love, the love that you have for each and every one of us, that love that surpasses all love and is without conditions and without borders. God, we thank you. We thank you for the minister that delivered your word this morning, God, that poured out freely to each and every one of us. We ask you to pour back into him your virtues, God. Help him to keep lifting up your word and being that bright light in the world of darkness, God. God, we ask you to continue to strengthen him as he goes out and performs as your minister in the marketplace. God, we thank you for each and every caller that called on this call this morning. We ask that you bless and anoint each and every one of them on the line. And for those that are experiencing sickness in their bodies, God, we want you to let your virtue cover them, God, because we know that you are a healer. And in your words, you said by your stripes that they are healed. So every sickness that's out there has to bow before you. And we know that you are an awesome God and that you control every sickness. We thank you, God, for touching and anointing each and every bereaved family member out there. We especially lift up the family of Brother Reggie Flanagan, and we ask you to touch that family as they continue to grieve over the loss of his brother. And God, we continue to lift up Doug in his loss of Minister Ada, because we know that you're able to download peace in each and every one of them. God, we thank you for the founders of this call and their obedience to say yes, so that we can come together and have a platform where we can rejoice and praise your name each and every morning. And for Artists International, we ask you to bless the upcoming 2018 Artist Extravaganza. God, we know that the people will be there and that your anointing is on this company, and that you would take this company to levels that it's never seen before. God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all glory and all honor. We cover this prayer in your blood. And we pray in your precious son, Jesus. We say amen, 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 and it is done.
Well, praise God, praise God. We thank you so much, Minister Jackie. I think we lost her, and we thank God for her hosting this morning. We thank God for Minister Willa for seating and greeting, and thank you, man of God, for giving us that powerful message on love this morning. We give God glory for you. And to hear this playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. We thank you so much again, man of God. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
May the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, communion and fellowship and power of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with all those henceforth now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.